First, according to magnitude, I divide the whales into three primary books, subdivisible into chapters, and these shall comprehend them all, both small and large. 1. The Folio Whale. 2. The Octavo Whale. 3. The Duodecimo Whale. As the type of the folio, I present the sperm whale. Of the octavo, the grampus. Of the duodecimo, the porpoise. Folios. Among these, I here include the following chapters. 1. The sperm whale. 2. The right whale. 3. The finback whale. 4. The humpback whale. 5. The razorback whale. 6. The sulfur bottom whale. Book 1. Folio. Chapter 1. Sperm whale. This whale, among the English of old vaguely known as the trumpa whale and the physeter whale and the anvil-headed whale, is the present cachalot of the French and the potsfish of the Germans and the macrocephalus of the long words. He is without doubt the largest inhabitant of the globe, the most formidable of all whales to encounter, the most majestic in aspect, and lastly, by far, the most valuable in commerce, he being the only creature from which that valuable substance, spermaceti, is obtained. All his peculiarities will, in many other places, be enlarged upon.